local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, Pensacola right now on a Friday. Joe and Gracie with you here on News Radio 92.3. We've got the parade going on tonight for Fiesta Days. I believe, Gracie, that's starting at 6:30, if I'm not mistaken.
I think the parade starts rolling at 7.
Okay.
I think.
Very cool. So maybe you're making your way downtown there for the Fiesta Parade. We've also got the boat parade over the weekend as well, one of the annual events that the city does. Pensacola loves a party, and this is one of the many parties in a long line of them that we do on an annual basis. And we got the Juan Sebastian de Elcano downtown, and I thought Channel 3 there with a very interesting story about the crew member who was apparently in an accident, T-boning a local resident there, and based on Channel 3's reporting, looks like that there appears to be some sort of protection going on for the crew member who was involved, as the ship has kind of closed up shop, closing their ranks and not making the captain or anybody available. So that's going to be interesting to see if anything more comes of that, as the Elcano is scheduled to leave tomorrow. We'll get a quick update on the roads here and our weather together. Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Mobile Highway, Fairfield, Airport Boulevard, 98, Highway 90, and all these roads also have a Lowe's, so you also can make your way to Lowe's if you want to donate. You got about 45 minutes left for Senior Chill Out to help Council on Aging. So make sure to check that out. Again, in the next 45 minutes, you can go and donate money or go get an AC and a fan for our local seniors in need. For weather, it's going to be an absolutely beautiful weekend. We have mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 70. It is 90 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton with mostly cloudy skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Got a lot of good responses last hour. Hope that continues as well here, as we've got a lot going on. President Biden is going to be delivering a rare speech from the Oval Office, where he's expected to talk about the debt ceiling bill that the House and Senate agreed to this week. He's expected to sign it shortly before addressing the nation. It's supposed to be around 6 o'clock our time. So once he shows up, we will certainly carry that live for you to hear what he has to say in looking to avoid the government default on the nation's debt. Also, our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Not expected to last long, though.
Most times when systems get in the Gulf of Mexico, they typically impact land, but this is going to be sort of the anomaly. We're expected to move south and weaken due to very strong wind shear and very dry air that's working its way in.
And the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Marlene has maximum wind speeds of 40 miles per hour, but it is going to weaken back into a depression tonight. And the storm continues moving southward and will be no direct threat to the U.S. Also, Wall Street closing sharply to end the holiday shortened week, soaring on the heels of the strong jobs report. More on that later. Also, the debt ceiling bill. The Dow Jones jumped more than 2% for its best single-day gain of 2023. As Gracie mentioned, the Senior Chill Out has about 35 minutes now where folks can donate either funds or air conditioner fan for our elderly population here. Executive Director Josh Newby with the Council on Aging for West Florida.
You can't sleep comfortably. You don't want to eat. A lot of seniors become dizzy and lightheaded, so they're more prone to falls. They're more prone to ER visits. It's just a cascade of bad effects. So if we can give them some respite from the heat, I think it'll help them a lot.
Representatives from the Council on Aging are at Lowe's locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties collecting donations until 6 o'clock. Last year, they had 350 air conditioners, 500 fans, and $100,000 donated on Senior Chill Out Day last year. So that's good news. Police in Bruton say that a train struck an SUV on Highway 31 this morning, leading to a father and daughter being flown to a hospital here in Pensacola in critical condition. That happened at around 9:40 today, and the scene was cleared by 2:45. Channel 3 also reporting on the efforts now to get things up and going for the renamed Warrington Preparatory Academy. Tanner Stewart talked with Dr. Eddie Ruiz, who oversees the 65 Florida schools under Charter USA's umbrella, and he says it was alarming the condition the middle school was in, and in addition to making over the school, he tells Channel 3 new food vendors are on the list too.
We interviewed over 200 students when we were doing our assessment phase, and we asked one question at the end and said, if you had unlimited amount of funds and you were the principal of the school, what would you change? 9 out of 10 times they said, can my chicken be cooked? And can we have good food?
Ruiz also says they'll start the process of hiring a principal first before filling out the rest of the staff. Little late on 515, 517 now. Let's get a quick check of the roads and weather together.
Well, roadways are looking good right now. Really nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday out over the Gulf of Mexico, but it will dissipate and move away from us. So basically for the weekend, the weather looks pretty typical for this time of the year. As we head through tonight, low rain chance, but during the day Saturday, something might pop up. I'd say we're at about 20 to 30% on a shower or thunderstorm to strike the area. Hot highs with some sunshine getting up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees, both on Saturday and Sunday. Rain chances a little bit lower on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracia, News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A look around Florida today. The Florida Public Service Commission should approve the proposal that would lead to slightly lower bills for power and light customers starting in July. They'll meet on the 13th of this month to vote on the plan. FPL says under the proposal, residential customers here in Northwest Florida who use 1,000 kilowatt hours a month would see their bills go from $158.86 to $154.91.
In a group who's trying to get recreational marijuana on the 2024 ballot is clearing a major hurdle. State election officers say that the Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee collected more than 960,000 signatures, which is more than what's required. The measure is still going to need to get approved from the Florida Supreme Court.
The judge assigned to the DeSantis-Disney legal feud is recusing himself. District Judge Mark Walker says he has a relative who is a Disney stockholder. The case has been reassigned to District Judge Allen Windsor, a judge who was appointed by former President Trump.
And a police near Daytona Beach says that a toddler was reunited with his parents shortly after someone stole the mother's SUV with him inside the car. The theft happened yesterday morning outside of a relative's home. When the mother ran inside to grab something, the two-year-old was sleeping in the car seat when someone walked across the street, got in the car, and drove off. A short time later, someone called 911 saying that the boy was in the parking lot in a nearby auto body shop.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
The nightmare that those 2 hours must have been for those parents.
Yes, most definitely.
Absolutely. Fourth Florida eighth grader Dev Shaw was your winner of the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee. I will not subject Gracie to more humiliation that she endured yesterday, but the word was a bit tougher than the ones we were looking at yesterday. Here it was.
Samophile.
Samo meaning sand Greek. Oh.
Wait a second.
Samo meaning sand Greek?
Yes.
File meaning lover Greek?
You're on the right track.
Can I please have all the information?
So he knew right away what the origins were and all that. So you could also just look at his face when he saw the word. He kind of gave like a smirk and said right into, oh, Samo meaning this and file meaning that. So I don't know what all goes into training and studying. I mean, sure, there's a lot of memorization, but I just wonder how much, like, if you had a pie chart of like, okay, here's how much time you're going to devote to memorizing actual words versus memorizing language of origin and like just all the things, because, you know, you have all these words, and if you know the language of origins like he did, I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy to put together, because, you know, I'm not a spelling bee national champion, but
it makes grader.
Exactly. It makes it a lot easier, I will say, for spellers. And so he was familiar. He had studied those, and he knew exactly the word that was supposed to be. So $50,000 grand prize there. So congratulations again to Dev Shaw, representing the state of Florida.
I was gonna say, best part from Florida.
Yeah. So awesome. We have you on one end of the spectrum, and then we have Dev Shaw. So we kind of,
balancing out. Wait, what?
Well, kidding. Yeah. 5:21. We'll take a brief break. Come back. A look at your national and worldwide headlines. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, informative, local, dependable, informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk, now on the FM dial at 95.3.
On a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries, and that summer feeling.
It's 5:25 right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, and we're going to get a look of the roads on the fives, as well as a look out at the weather for the weekend. We are looking good right now throughout our area with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have the Fiesta Pensacola parade going on in downtown Pensacola, so that is going to close off that normal parade route. So just keep that in mind if you're heading down there this Friday night. And the weather for this weekend looks awesome. We're going to see really hot weather, but it's going to be sunny with a high of 89 tomorrow. We have a low of 74 tonight with mostly clear skies. It's mostly cloudy right now in 90. So if you're walking in the parade, I'm sorry. It's going to be a hot one. 90 in our area in Pensacola, as well as 90 in Milton and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at national and worldwide headlines today, the first days of the Tree of Life shooting trial has seen more than a dozen witnesses testifying against Robert Bowers, who faces over 60 federal charges in the mass shooting in a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 people back in October of 2018. That shooting has been called the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history.
And former Vice President Mike Pence is avoiding charges related to classified documents being found in his Indiana home. NBC News reports that the Department of Justice informed Vice President Pence, attorney, in the investigation was closed with no charges to come.
Governor DeSantis wrapped up in New Hampshire yesterday, and in South Carolina today. Former President Trump completed his two-day visit to Iowa with the Fox Town Hall last night.
So I heard DeSantis saying, I get 8 years, he gets four. You don't need four, and you don't need eight. You need 6 months. Within 6 months, I said, within 6 months, this can be done.
And he says he'd have the country back on better footing far quicker than DeSantis ever could. Also, calling for an end to the Ukraine war, saying he'd end it in 24 hours.
Also, a story out of Mexico. Mexico police are investigating after finding 45 bags filled with human remains. This is going to be in near a city of Guadalajara. Prosecutors released a statement on Thursday saying that the remains belong to both male and female victims, and they have yet to determine the number of victims that or their identities. And the discovery was made on Tuesday after authorities launched a search for eight people who reported missing last week.
A Manhattan grand jury reportedly has the case of the Marine veteran accused of manslaughter for choking a man to death on a New York City subway. According to ABC News, the grand jury is hearing evidence in the case against Daniel Penny, who may himself testify. He's accused of second-degree manslaughter in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely back on May 1st.
And the world has our first openly gay president that was elected this week. He's Edgars, and he was elected for the president of Latvia in Northeast Europe.
The best effort that I got was Rinkeviks, I think, is the last name.
Yeah, sorry.
Latvia was the country there. Finally, Italian people love their naked bodies, just only in marble form. While police arrested a man who stripped naked at the Vatican to protest the war in Ukraine. The Vatican says the man was visiting St. Peter's Basilica when he took off his clothes and stood naked on the church's main altar. The man reportedly had an inscription painted on his back calling to save the children of Ukraine. My wife and I, for our wedding honeymoon, we went to Paris and Rome. We didn't go to the Vatican because we had just heard that there's just a lot of crowds and you know, you kind of just hoard through like shoulder to shoulder. And so we passed on that. Looking back, I wish we hadn't passed on it. But I know that there is a dress code. Being naked is not included in that dress code. But yeah, you know, you can't just like, you know, go into the Coliseum. You can wear shorts and a T-shirt or whatever. I think you got to wear pants or something.
Yeah, I went in fourth grade, so it's been a while. But it was, you know, close to the knee coverage. And you got to cover your shoulders. Weird personal note, my aunt was actually married in the Vatican.
Oh,
so
that's
had
cool.
a little private ceremony in one of the chapters.
Interesting.
Chapels, so.
Wow. I didn't, was it,
no one was naked there.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the connection is of the Ukraine war and the Vatican. Like, reasoning behind it would be.
High populated area. A lot of Europeans visiting. Yeah, who knows. 5:30 right now, we have the Fox News update. Reminder, President Biden addressing the country from the Oval Office. That's supposed to start around 6 o'clock. We'll carry that live for you. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Just last night, the Senate passed the bill, which would raise the debt limit. President Biden is going to speak to the nation about it tonight, but he's not going to sign it until tomorrow. Why is that, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre?
The House and the Senate have to do their business, and so we're going to work very quickly with them to get this done, to make sure we can sign it hopefully as soon as tomorrow, but we have to let the House and the Senate do what they need to do so they can get to us so the president can sign it.
The Treasury Department says we have until June 5th before U.S. goes into default. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the campaign trail today, which brought him to Lexington, South Carolina.
When I tell you I'm going to do something, I don't just say that because I think that may be what you want to hear, then get into office and forget all the promises I made. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Latest Fox News polls have Donald Trump ahead of DeSantis. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks rallied sharply today with the Dow Jones Industrial soaring more than 700 points or 2.1%, the Blue Chip Index's biggest point gain of 2023. The S&P 500 rose 61 points, notching its highest close in 9 months. DuPont, Nemours, and some other chemical companies today announced they had reached a nearly $1.2 billion agreement with the U.S. water systems to settle claims that they had contaminated public water systems with toxic forever chemicals. News of the settlement sent shares of DuPont up 7.3% today. Figures released by Ford Motor and other vehicle makers confirm that May was a very good month for automakers. Ford's U.S. vehicle sales, led by its F-Series truck line, hit 171,000 last month, a year-over-year jump of 10.7%. American Honda sales soared 58%. Hyundai U.S. sales were up 18%. Toyota North America sales up 6%. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
is Zach Gill with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. It's remarkable that the Miami Heat are in the NBA Finals, but in Game 1 you saw the talent disparity between Denver and Miami. I don't see how the Heat are going to find a way to win four games in this series, but if they don't find a way to win Game 2 on Sunday evening, you can kiss goodbye any thought of a long series between these two teams. I'm Zach Gill.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Happy Friday. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. It's 5:35 right now, 5:36, and we're going to get a quick look at the roads and weather. Right now, we're looking great on our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have the Fiesta Parade going on in downtown Pensacola tonight, so just keep that in mind that there's going to be some roads closed in Pensacola and down the downtown area. Highway 90 and Pace in Milton looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday. It's out over the Gulf, but is not headed this way. Really, our weather looks pretty good around here. In fact, even along the coast, we're expecting a low risk of rip currents for Gulf Coast beaches. So look for temperatures to be about the same. Overnight lows will basically be near 70. Daytime highs are going to be well into the 80s or even around 90 degrees over the weekend. And we do have a slight chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more about followfromfreshfromflorida.com, the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
That's a lot of a follow fresh Florida phenomenon, all sorts of
all on a website
right
too.
There. Sports news. The Heat looking to rebound. Game 2 of the NBA Finals will be Sunday. Nikola Jokic posted a triple-double, his 9th of the postseason, as he finished with 27, 10, and 14. 104-93. Nuggets beat the Heat last night again. Game 2 on Sunday, where the Heat could have Tyler Hero back, as he will continue to test his injured right hand, could make a return to the lineup. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league will announce the punishment for Grizzlies superstar Ja Morant once the NBA Finals are complete. He'll likely miss games during the upcoming season. He's currently been suspended from all team activities. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final will be tomorrow night. The Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Florida Panthers for Game 1 in the best-of-seven series. Just about to get started, the Marlins are hosting the Athletics at 5:40. Other games later, the Rays are taking on the Red Sox at 6:10 at Fenway. The Braves are out in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 8:40. And the Twins and the Guardians are playing on Apple TV Plus. That one starts at 7:10. The Memorial Tournament, widely referred to as the fifth major, going on at Dublin, Ohio's Muirfield Village Golf Club. Justin Suh, your leader after round two, 8 under par. Hideki Matsuyama, 7 under par. Two golfers, David Lipsky and Patrick Cantlay, are 2 shots back at 6 under par. A big group of stars at 4 under par, 4 shots back, include Rory, Jon Rahm, Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth also lurking at 3 under par as well. Elimination games at the Women's College World Series today. Washington beat Utah to eliminate the Utes. They won 4-1. Alabama will take on Stanford at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Right after that, Oklahoma State will take on Utah. It's a double elimination tournament, so since Utah lost earlier today, they're playing again tonight against Oklahoma State. So the loser of that one will be out of the Women's College World Series. Florida State will be playing Washington, who won today. They'll be playing them tomorrow. Churchill Downs, coming down just a few minutes ago, they're announcing that they are suspending racing for the remainder of its spring schedule after 12 horses died at the track last month. Track officials plan to do a top-to-bottom review of safety measures, and the remainder of the spring meet will be hosted at nearby Ellis Park. And finally, in sports, the SEC will not be moving forward, at least for 2024, with a 9-game conference schedule, but the 8-game slate will go forward without divisions in 2024. That's the year when Texas and Oklahoma join the conference. Commissioner Greg Sankey says scheduling options for 2025 and beyond are currently undecided. Well, the big news around Washington today, besides the debt ceiling bill, is the latest jobs report showing the U.S. economy adding 339,000 jobs in May. The numbers from the Labor Department are much stronger than expected. Economists had predicted that non-farm jobs would rise anywhere from 190,000 to 195,000.
And Ford Motor Company is recalling about 140,000 SUVs over an electric issue that is causing car fires. Owners of a 2015 to 2019 Lincoln MKC are being urged to park outside and away from buildings until the defect is fixed. And recall notices has been sent to owners beginning June 26th.
Today is National Donut Day. You can get a free one at Krispy Kreme. Dunkin's is giving out one free donut if you buy a drink. Even Taco Bell has a deal. If you order delivery and spend $20, you can get a free 2-pack of their Cinnabon Delights.
And Adidas is selling off their Yeezy brand sneakers 7 months after cutting ties with Kanye West. The company says a significant amount of money remaining of the inventory of Yeezys will be donated to organizations that fight anti-Semitic and racism, including an anti-defamation league that was founded by George Floyd's brother.
Federal regulators are warning Venmo and PayPal users not to store cash in the app. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's director warned in a statement that payment apps have been increasingly used as substitutes for a traditional bank, but they don't have the same protections to make sure that cash is safe.
And Las Vegas is opening up its first cannabis-friendly hotel. This is the Lexi Hotel. It's close to the Strip, and it's the first in Sin City. Developers say that it has 64. It's a 64-room property and is only cannabis-inclusive property in town. The Lexi Hotel is going to feature guest rooms and suite, and the entire fourth floor is going to be designated for those who enjoy smoking weed.
And finally, when it comes to brushing your teeth, there seems to be two schools of thought. People who wet their toothbrush before putting the toothpaste on, or people who wet the brush after. Gracie, are you in one of those two camps?
I'm a bother.
You're a bother.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it turns out dentists say that both are wrong. According to newsmedical.net, dentists say that adding water to the brush weakens the bristles and makes them less effective in cleaning teeth. Dr. Sahil Patel says, quote, "Toothpaste already has the right amount of moisture. If the brush is wet, it makes the toothpaste foam up faster and makes you spit it out sooner." That's a psychopath right there, man.
Psychopath, and like I wet mine twice, so I'm double.
You're doubling down on the bristles weakening out and not getting a fresh clean, apparently, according to dentists.
I'm a good brusher, though.
I mean, I feel like I'm a good brusher too. No, I'm definitely with you there. I read this and I said, oh no, there's no way. So, yeah, apparently you're not supposed to wet the toothbrush or the toothpaste at all. You're supposed to just put it on the toothpaste and just shove it right into your mouth.
Unless I'm on a deserted island and the plane crashes and I only have my toiletry bag, that's not happening.
Not happening.
Nope.
I will take my chances with the not as effective bristles.
Yeah.
But no. I'm continuing to wet my toothpaste.
For sure. In pop culture news, Billy Joel is his record-breaking residency at Madison Square Garden is going to be coming to an end at the end of next year. This is going to be after 10 years. His final show takes place in July of 2024, and by the time it wraps up, he's going to play 150 shows there. He already has 60 more shows than anyone else at MSG, than any other artist, and he holds the record for the most consecutive shows. That's 12 shows in a row, and he played for more than 1.6 million fans there. He has played, his first time that he played at MSG was in 1978.
Texter says, how about we just buy a new toothbrush when we feel that it's ineffective? I mean, yeah, that's absolutely perfect. I think that I get out of one toothbrush, I get a solid 2 years worth of bristles. Maybe I shouldn't have admitted that.
Yeah, no comment.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what the appropriate. I mean, I'll put it this way. Since I've been married, mm-hmm. my toothbrush usage has gotten better in terms of not keeping toothbrushes longer than I probably should. But you know, because my wife will, you know, just refill it on her own, and I'll look down one day. I'll be like, hey, wait, which one's mine? What's going on here? So she'll just do it. And then I'll just, oh, okay, you get the orange one this month or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But nothing will stop me from continuing to put water. Every 6 months, apparently, that's when we're supposed to replace the toothbrush. So I wasn't that far off. So that's good to know. Taylor Swift is the second richest woman in music. Forbes recently catapulted Swift to the number 2 spot on their richest women in music list. She's second only to Rihanna. The estimated net worth of Taylor Swift is around $740 million. And Gracie, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather.
And our roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday out over the Gulf of Mexico, but it will dissipate and move away from us. So basically for the weekend, the weather looks pretty typical for this time of the year. As we head through tonight, low rain chance, but during the day Saturday, something might pop up. I'd say we're at about 20 to 30% on a shower or thunderstorm to strike the area. Hot highs with some sunshine getting up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees, both on Saturday and Sunday. Rain chances a little bit lower on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 90 and mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So I got a couple of textures. One, I believe I can read the sarcasm coming through. You guys brush your teeth? Yes, I do. I will tell you, though, and I will tell on myself here, before I was married, how I would change my toothbrush out would be every Christmas when I would get my stocking from my mom. So I wasn't quite doing it every 6 months. It was an annual thing, and it was every Christmas is when I would get the new toothbrush out. I've gotten better since being married. So that's one reason, guys. That's a good reason to get married right there. Also, somebody says, my husband puts his toothpaste straight in his mouth and then brushes. If you're, you know, if you don't feel safe, you can just send out a message if we need to call somebody to rescue you.
Send an emoji. People have divorced.
That's okay. Well, if you love them, I guess that's all that matters.
To each their own. I'm not here to judge on the toothpaste.
She put it out there, so we're gonna just say it. We do not share toothpaste because he licks it right out of the tube.
Okay, I'm going to judge. Oh, my goodness. Well, in other pop culture news, Morgan Wallen is going to be set to headline the Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City next year. This is going to be on the Sunday night. This is Sunday, June 2nd of 2024. He was originally scheduled to headline this year's festival that's actually going on this weekend, but had to cancel due to his injury to his vocal cords.
I'll just say that we've passed that person's information on to the authorities, so they'll be reaching out to her soon. Yeah, exactly. Where are we at? Oh, here. Okay, so we talked about Taylor Swift earlier today, and so here's one that I need to get off my chest because I just thought this was the weirdest thing. Some Taylor Swift fans say they're going to extreme measures to ensure that they're not missing a second of her Eras Tour concert.
The amount of stress and time it took me to get Taylor Swift tickets, I will be getting an adult diaper because I'm not missing a minute of it. We'll be having 17 left over for anyone attending the Houston show.
Adult diapers.
No. Why? They're unwell. I'm so sorry. Another weird one out of Ohio. An escaped inmate in Ohio was caught after riding up to a McDonald's on a bike, then asking for something off the dollar menu, which hasn't been around in years. The guy seemed a little off, which also raised some suspicions to the employee who had heard about an escaped inmate the day before. The inmate had only been in custody since April, so maybe he just thought it was a buck, but
I'm going to side with the criminal on this one, and only because, I mean, if you asked me today, said like, hey, Joe, does McDonald's have a dollar menu? I would have said, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they all have a dollar menu? Like, I mean, Wendy's and like all the places. You get like the $1 cheeseburgers or whatever. So,
and they do have like a small, I don't know what it is because I don't really go to McDonald's.
It's just like a little small thing in the bottom corner of the menu.
Yeah, and it's not a dollar, but that's what the dollar menu used to be. So it kind of is.
I don't remember the ad campaign that said, hey guys, we no longer have the dollar menu. Please do not refer to it as such.
And if you do refer to it, we are going to think you're an escaped criminal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I will
you
say
must have been
kudos
in jail.
To the guy though for staying aware.
Recognizing him.
Staying aware. He reads the news or he listens to the news, so he knew that something, you know, there was an escape person in his area. And so the guy comes in on his bike and says, hey, I want something off the dollar menu. And he's like, you must be the criminal that escaped from jail because we haven't had one in years.
Oh, so we did get a text in. Now it's called the value menu. So
yeah, I mean,
next time you go, guess right. We'll call it the right thing.
I get it. another question. Do you use mouthwash before you brush or after you brush?
After. Yeah.
Do people do that before?
I did see on TikTok, I was watching this like mom who just shows like what she does every day, and all the comments were like, you're supposed to mouthwash, then brush your teeth. I don't know. I didn't read into it. I guess I do it after. Hmm. Like a nice, that's what you're supposed to do. Fresh breath after.
Exactly.
Mouthwash. I don't know.
Yeah. 5:50. And maybe somebody will scold us. Maybe there's a dentist that's just like, you know, in the fetal position because we're just putting out all this spamful, harmful information that people are going to say, oh, well, Gracie and Joe, they do it after and they, you know, they use water. But I don't know. Definitely after, though. I didn't know people did that before. 5:52 right now. Take a quick break. Come back. We've got some good news and a look at the movies coming out this weekend. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Emily Harden as she recounts her personal breast cancer journey and introduces us to a one-of-a-kind boutique to our community, a warm and inviting space that will provide comfort and care. Her message of perseverance, compassion, and determination will be sure to give you inspiration and hope. That's this Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie keeping you company on your way home, or perhaps you're headed downtown for the Fiesta Parade that steps off at 7 o'clock, the usual parade route. So if you're used to what that looks like downtown, we'll have the normal street closures and everything, and in about 30 seconds we'll have an update on the roads and our weather together into the weekend. Speaking of weekend, we've got new movies. The Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel is coming out. This Miles Morales joining forces with Gwen Stacy and a team called the Spider People to save the multiverse from a new villain called The Spot. During Thursday previews, the film Across the Spider-Verse snagged $17 million, and it's expected to bring around $90 million this weekend. Also, Stephen King's adaptation of The Boogeyman is out, no thank you, projected to make around $15 million, and in its second weekend, Disney's The Little Mermaid should bring in around $40 million. Gracie, how's the roads looking out there?
Roads are looking great right now on I-10 and I-110, showing no slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to call the traffic line and give me the details. Coming up this weekend, we have mostly sunny skies all throughout this weekend. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Mostly clear skies tonight with the low of 70. It's going to be hot this weekend, though, and it's hot right now. It's 90 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. With mostly cloudy skies, I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Also, on the Spider-Man topic, there is going to be a Spider-Man 4, but with the writer's strike, it's put everything on a pause. Actor Tom Holland says that meetings are happening, but they stopped in solidarity with the writers.
So I watched the season 3, that's what I'm going to call it right for now, the season 3 finale of Ted Lasso last night. Gracie, you have already seen it. Are we doing spoilers? Are we talking spoilers? Have we given the people enough time that are interested in Ted Lasso? Or should we maybe give it until Monday? Because I don't know what I can say on it without...
I will say I'm happy with the outcome. You're calling it the season 3 finale.
Yes.
For what reason is that?
Because Ted's done.
Yeah.
But I think that they could do a show called just simply AFC Richmond.
Yeah.
Moving forward. And here's why I say that. Because, you know, being a guy who is really dialed in with international soccer, like I know your boyfriend is too.
Arsenal. Yeah.
Arsenal. Okay. Yeah. So things change so quickly, and players and coaches and managers are constantly being cycled through. You know, yes, the star players will, you know, stay around for a long time, but I mean, managers, like, it's very rare when a manager stays like more than 3 years.
Yeah.
And so you could have AFC Richmond where, you know, when the actor's done,
mm-hmm,
or whatever, if there's a new owner, if there's a new manager or whatever, it would be very easy to just pick up the pieces of, hey, so-and-so left the club, they retired, or they moved on to another country or whatever.
Yeah.
So in the soccer world, it would be very easy to pull off that, you know, yes, you have your core actors, obviously, but when they choose to move on, I think it would be very easy to work into the storyline that, you know, hey, they're gone. I mean, like, you know, Zava, for example, earlier in the season where he was just like, oh, I retired, and
yeah,
or we transferred him to another team out of the country. So it would be very easy to pull off. But as far as Ted's story, that's over.
Yeah, you can't have Ted Lasso without Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Other thoughts, just not really spoilers, but I would so read Trent's book if it came out. Wouldn't that be so fun? But I was happy with the way it ended. Also, I guess it was already known that this was the last season, and I just didn't know that.
Okay,
So I was like, wait, what? And I was like, thought for sure there would be some kind of cliffhanger, but
I will say, without giving spoilers, I have been more critical than I wanted to be of season three, but I will say that it landed the dismount.
Like, what would be worse is, you know, it ended on a good note, or it continued to go on and then you end up hating it. So
So if the individual, and I thought, well, I'll just leave it at that. Ted's done. He's back home in Kansas, and, spoiler alert. Sorry.
We kind of knew that, though.
Yeah, we kind of knew.
If you watched the, not the season finale, but the one before that, you knew that.
Right. We knew it was going to happen. All right. So we've got President Biden supposed to address the nation any moment now. So we'll certainly be watching and waiting for that. We'll carry his comments live. Another hour of Pensacola Right Now, going through everything happening in your world when we come back. It's Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.